Morning again, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler, Scott Simpson. As you can imagine, after the report that Jeff and Willie gave you, that our numbers aren't great again in September. So just wanted to run through some things real briefly. If you could turn to page 33 in the books, you'll see our September visitation report. I think we'll kind of stick to the bottom numbers on this thing, and you can see that actually visitation was up about 1% in September. I don't know if people were just coming out to look at flood damage or what it was, but we definitely had people that were in the parks and checking things out. There's a couple of reasons for this. You know, it doesn't take much of an increase at a couple of our bigger locations like Lewis and Clark and Custer, and when we see additional percentage movements there, it kind of makes up for some of the losses that we have in some of these other areas. So visitation was still good in September. We had people that were out looking around and visiting the parks. If you turn to page 33A, a little different story when we talk about what did camping look like in September. And obviously with those weather events and several park closures, at least temporary park closures that we had, in some cases still feeling the effects of, you can take Randall Creek in District 10, that's been a loss throughout the entire summer, remains closed, and we won't have it up and going until next spring. But you can see that our camping nights were down about 14% in September, which is not great news. 14% in September is a little bit different than 14% in July, though. You know, it's not as big of an impact, but definitely we're not happy with those numbers, but we're at the mercy of Mother Nature on this one. It certainly isn't a reflection on our staff or our facilities or any of those kinds of things. It's just we're dealing with some things that we aren't used to dealing with in September. So anyway, that down 14% month of September. On the revenue side, 33B, revenue in September actually held pretty good. We're down about $30,000 from where we were at last year. So yeah, it's still holding steady. I'd ask you to maybe look, I want to skip over 33C and go straight to 33D, which is our revenue year to date. And I think this one gives us the best picture of what's going on. We're looking at total revenue decline on the calendar year anyway, down about $700,000. You see in calendar year 2018, at this point throughout our year, we were at about $16.7 million, and we're hanging right around $16 million worth of revenue. Obviously, the what we're seeing is a little bit of a decline in our park entrance licenses, but we're definitely seeing a decline about $450,000 on the camping side, making up a majority of it. And again, that goes back to those park closures, the late spring that we dealt with, you know, rainy weekends. It just hasn't cooperated with us this year. But you know, we're doing the best that we can out there. We're hanging on as best we can. We're making those budgetary adjustments as needed. We're looking to the future. I think that the strides that we made with some fee packages and some other things are going to allow us to get a lot of these campgrounds back into shape, and we're not writing off this year, but we're definitely looking to next spring and keeping our fingers crossed and hoping that we can come out of the gate a little stronger and elevate these numbers a little bit. So not great news right now, but we're about through our camping season, and it'll allow us some time to scratch our chins over the winter and see where we can do a little better next year. About it.
Thank you. Questions? Comments?
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
So we are at the spot here, solicitation of agenda items from commissioners. Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Phillips here. a couple things have come to my attention, mostly from phone calls and conversations that I've had, the people in my area and across the state. I would like to have some research done on what could possibly be done for non-resident landowners I know some of this is legislative, some of it's with us. I'd like to have some research done on that to see, like, for instance, landowner-owned land tags are legislative. Well, the legislature, of course, that's coming up. What the people in the department think can be done, if there's been any internal discussion, what our options are. So that's something I would like to take a look at.
Okay. Anybody else have anything they want to make sure we get added to the agenda today? Always can do it later, of course, but given that we had no proposals this month, there will be no finalization votes next month. I assume there'll be some proposals coming from the department on something or other. Okay. Anybody else have anything? If not, we're adjourned. Good meeting. We'll see everybody in November.